producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, Steven's going to send you some of that brain power stuff he was talking about last hour.
Brain power? I could use all the brain power I can get.
I know, but I'm actually frightened of you because you're already way smarter than just... You just blow me away every time I throw questions at you, like pop quizzes, and you're like 100% or 110% response, man. Impressive already. Yeah. And I know it's not just caffeine. It's got to be something more.
Going to turn me into, like, Magneto or something.
Yeah? Magneto. All right. That's good. I like that. Well, we'll do a little X-Men, X-Files, whatever. Speaking of
X-Files, did you get to see the second part last night?
We watched that, yes.
I missed it, dude. Yeah. I didn't realize it was on during the show. I completely, totally missed it. Was it good?
I think it was maybe a little better than the first one. But you know what? The dialogue is just not that great. It's like, some of it was like throwaway. I'm like, oh, really? They kind of phoned it in a little bit. I'm hoping it continues to get better.
Is it just me, or does Mulder look kind of puffy and bloated?
Yeah, well, you know, he's that time of the month thing when they were filming it. Like, they couldn't help it.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's... Yeah, I realize people get older. Yeah. But it's like Mulder has kind of like the Sylvester Stallone thing going on.
Yeah.
With his face. And Scully, I don't think she could smile or frown if she tried, man. She's got like the Botox thing just...
No, I think she's just slender. I didn't notice that. I thought she was still doing well.
I mean, she's got that shiny, chromed forehead thing going on. And
all right. Okay. Wow.
Is it just me?
Maybe. Anybody wants to call in, let us know. 866-939-BELL. We got Liam Sheff coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk about the methane leak in L.A. and more. New York is getting into some CBD business, New York State. We're going to find out what that's all about. Are you happy? Are you depressed? This is a serious topic I want to open up with this hour, the issue of depression. I don't have time to be depressed. If you're busy, if you're serving, you're doing, it's like it's hard to find time to be depressed. But let me just say this. If you're in pain all the time, it's amazing that you're not depressed if you aren't. And here's the story. First and foremost, before we get to the pain and depression relationship, there's a Time Magazine story by Alexandra Sifferlin. Sort of like, it sounds like she's from Harry Potter. It could be Slytherin, for all I know. And she says, all adults should be screened for depression, group says. What group? What group says this? Is this a group that's tied to Big Pharma? The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. I think we've referred to them before. That's not something new. They review the latest science behind health advice. They released a new recommendation on Tuesday that all adults should be screened for depression. And it's an update of the group's 2009 recommendation, which reached similar conclusions but did not look at pregnant or postpartum women specifically. So they're adding them to the mix, too? 18 and older. Now, what is it about this? Remember, I think one of the first times we interviewed Ron Paul years ago, it was about the Texas Algorithm Project, where they were assessing childhood depression, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, it would lead to psychiatric interventions, and I mean by that, FDA-drugged interventions, for kids. And so this is an ongoing endeavor, if you will, by our government in support of drug sales. Because they are not focal pointing on anything that we talk about here on this show. Things that Stephen Huer knows. Things that, you know, amino acid deficiencies, omega-3 essential fatty acid or other essential fat deficiencies, including saturated fat deficiencies. They don't talk anything about heavy metals and the implication of heavy metals on your mood, on your outlook, on the fact that these heavy metals can create depressive scenarios, much less being in pain, which we'll get to in a moment. When it comes to treatments, the researchers say the harm of depression screening is small to none, and that treatment with cognitive behavior therapy is safe. What is cognitive behavior therapy? The next sentence says antidepressants were found to be linked to some concerning possible side effects like suicidal behaviors or gastrointestinal bleeding, but overall the risks were low. How low? Like Chantix low? 500 suicides? How many homicides? How many random violent behaviors or encounters due to messing with brain chemistry for which these psychiatrists have no earthly idea what a real balanced brain looks like, much less chemically measured? Remember, when they prescribe you with an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety drug, anything that they say, well, you're just a little bit off, well, let's rebalance your system, selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, they haven't given you a blood test. They haven't given you a urine test. They haven't taken a hair analysis test. They haven't even given you a saliva test, for goodness sake. Nothing. There's no test for that. And, of course, they drug you and say your brain chemistry's off. How do you know? There was no test for it. Well, we just know we need to screen more people. Why? Well, we've got something called cognitive behavior therapy. What is that? And how often does it lead to the antidepressants in the very next sentence when it fails? Because no nutrition is discussed at all. No detoxification is acknowledged at all. Heavy metals, etc. Now, in terms of pain, long-term opioid pain killers, their use is now being linked to, guess what? Depression. And it's not just, like I said, if you're in long-term pain scenarios, it's completely understandable that you might be depressed. But they're saying even independent of the opioid use, the depression, I'm sorry, even independent of the pain, the opioid use will cause depression. And if you think about the ways to address it that are authorized by our government medical sanctioned monopoly, much of what we say here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is not considered legitimate. Not that we ask for legitimacy. We don't look to be blessed by the government, the medical agencies, anything like that. It's not our concern. But I mean, just I want to acknowledge that. Remember where I came from, where perhaps we all came from, at a time when we would look at the information that is presented here 6 days a week for 2 hours every day. That you'd be thinking, that's crazy stuff. The government doesn't say that's right. That my doctor doesn't say that's right. And yet, the amount of depression, the amount of suicides, the amount of homicides associated with depression and compounded by the use of these drugs, the use of now these opioids. And I'm going to tell you, the vast majority of depression, yes, we can figure it out physically in terms of toxicity and deficiency. Yes, I'm not going to diminish that. But I really believe that the vast majority of depression is associated with you not doing what you know you are here to do, deep down inside, at the gut level, at the heart level. There's been a disconnect, perhaps from the day you were born, because there have been things pulling at you, pushing at you, telling you what you had to do, what you must do, what you should do, in order to fit in. In order to be one, don't rock the boat, all of that stuff. And something inside you says, you know what? I'm not doing what I'm here to do. And that's depressing. I've been there. I think we've all been there at one point in our lives. Super Don, come on. Isn't that just, it's the human experience, the human condition, to kind of figure out, well, is it possible to do what you love or find a way to love what you do? And, of course, could that change things around outside of the abject nutrient deficiencies or abject toxin proficiencies, if we can call them that, in the body? Am I asking too much?
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with, right?
Are you talking about drugs?
Oh, I don't know. I had a flashback to the 70s. Sorry.
No, I mean, come on. Think about the root of depression. As I said, I'm trying to acknowledge it in a way that's obviously different than the psychiatric medical profession. And I got to get to the spiritual here. If you're here to do something, and yet you know you're not doing it, and I'm not saying I know what that is for each and every one of you. That's not what I'm saying. It's only for you to figure out. But what is it that you're really here to do? And if you are being blocked from it, and of course we are often our own worst enemy here, where we'll identify with somebody who maybe begins that blocking mechanism, and then we adopt it as our own, and then we'll blame the world for something that we're actually stuck in a pattern of doing. And it's depressing. It's bum. I mean, the Doc of Detox, our good buddy, Dr. Darryl Wolf, he gets this just as well or better than anybody that we talk to every week. And we have a fun time doing that. I mean, these are the things that I think about when these stories come up. It's not only about cursing the drugs, cursing the FDA. You know, it's like we don't spend a lot of time. We'll acknowledge that and go, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous and crazy and sad and insane. But what are you doing? Because is depression, does it stem from a lack of doing what you're here to do? Or was it called being what you're here to be? I don't know. How do you not be who you be? I don't know, man. I'm getting a little silly now, but, you know, I guess I'm trying to communicate some stuff.
I am
stuff.
What I am, because that's all that I am.
Yeah. My son wants us to play. I don't have this ready, Super Don.
What's that?
He wants us to play The Life of Brian, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. He likes that song. Yeah. I don't have it at the ready. Sorry, kid. Maybe we get it in the next segment. We can maybe squeeze it in.
You know, that song is just never too far away. I'm sure
never too far away. We might find a way to do it. By the way, happiness could be cannabidiol, CBD. In fact, I want to talk about that. We've got a cannabis update coming up in just a moment. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Sheff is standing by. And we're going to get into that methane leak in L.A. Have you made your escape route? And how do you escape from depression? If you've got insight into that, it is a spiritual thing, isn't it? It's not just physical, emotional, mental, economic. I mean, we've got all these stresses, things that can bum us out. Pain is very real. But look to CBD at the very least and see if we can source the original points of these pains to truly remove them because we no longer need them.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's for my son. We got it. We found it. Thank you, Super Don. Happy ending up. In fact, right before the break, I was like, I got to contact my buddy, Stuart Topp from Cannabest, because I'm pumping this CBD oil, the plus CBD oil that they have, and it's like, it's coming up empty. It's like just the vapor is coming out. And I'm thinking, I need some more. So I open it up, and at the bottom, there's still, I poured some in my mouth right before we went to break. I am happy CBD today right now. Yeah,
get every little bitch can out of there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, that leads to our next story, which is an update theme that we do like to play. I certainly do.
Pass the tucci on the left-hand side. Pass the tucci on the left-hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Yes, it's the Cannabis Update theme, and that's sponsored by our good friends at Cannavest. Cannavest.com. Get your plus CBD oil. RSB 15 gets you 15% off. Or go to your local health food store, not mom and pop retailer, and have them pick it up. And score one for the good guys, those who love liberty, those who love healing freedom. Now, here's a story. It's a mixed bag out of New York State. They're sponsoring a big pharma CBD trial. But at the same time, they're not going to expand access to what's called MMJ, medical marijuana. They're like into the big pharma. Look, hey, man, we bring this in, we can get big taxes from big pharma. Get that CBD drug from that company out of England, GW Pharmaceuticals, right? Next phase, clinical trials for Epidiolex. Cannabis-based spray the company hopes to soon market to epilepsy patients across the United States. And we're already seeing benefits of CBD across the states in supplemental form. Do we need a drug? No. I got nothing against if you want to bring it into a free market, but the question is, are they going to try to wipe out our access to the CBD that we get now? That's why you've got to get your local health food stores to carry the Plus CBD oil now. We don't want to make it easy for the feds to come in and go, oh, no, that supplement's no longer a supplement. We're not going to let you have it because we got a drug now, right? See that happening. And Cannavest is smart because they've got two pathways going on as well to try and make sure that the CBD remains available. But a press release indicates that a number of New York hospitals, they are gearing up to host a series of so-called compassionate use studies that will essentially assist GW Pharma in bringing a synthetic version of cannabidiol. Synthetic. It's not the same thing. And they want to stop seizures that way. We're already doing it with the real stuff. And it's legal in all 50 states, folks. But this is, again, New York State. Compassion, my aspirin. They don't have compassion. It's about their tax base. How do we increase the revenues into the state? Yes, a drug. We can charge taxes on that more than we can get from a dietary supplement. Health department thrilled to scratch the back of a large drug company to test an experimental cannabis drug. They're predicting FDA approval by the end of the year. But the same state officials say, yeah, that's okay, we can do that. They won't increase the access to the medical real stuff, the plant. Cognitive dissonance or just disingenuous? Wow. You know, this is the kind of thing that does make my stomach turn, Super Don, when I look at people like this. That to me is one of the aspects of the faces of evil. You got people that are just suffering, whether it be cancer, epilepsy. I mean, that's why I'm going to the Right to Try conference in Kuchara, Colorado, February 5th and 6th, I believe. That I, you know, if anybody that is in Colorado that wants to attend this thing, please contact me. I want to see if I can get you into it, okay? The Right to Try conference. There's a link in the show notes to where it's going to be hosted. And there's a phone, you can contact them there. But if you want to go, I want to see if I can get you there somehow. Get you a ticket in or whatever it is. So if you're interested, Southern Colorado, Kuchara Inn, the Right to Try conference. Happening February 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'm going to be there the 5th and the 6th. Right? And we got another event. I've got to go to the Vicasa Expo. Oh, by the way, this Saturday, Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo. But hopefully we'll get Cine on tomorrow maybe to promote that as well. So if New York believes enough in CBD to sponsor clinical trials, shouldn't officials make an effort to expand the program that gives patients easier and more affordable access to the medicine that's already there from the plant itself?
There you go, making all kinds of sense and stuff.
Yeah. Come on, New York, get off your aspirin and do something right.
They'll okay. get around to it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, get around to it. All right, we're going to be back with Liam Sheff as we continue the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We're going to talk about our health concerns about what's happening in the L.A. Basin with the methane leak. Maybe sneak preview some official stories, part two.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
A major methane emission in Los Angeles. We're not talking Hollywood celebrities. There's a hole in the ground. Like we needed another hole in the ground. Liam Sheff is here to fill that hole, if it's even possible. Liam, what's happening out there in L.A.? Are you coughing up a big one? Are you avoiding the methane? There's some nasty stuff happening.
Well, it's a Chipotle follow-up story. No, it's not a rice and beans combo gone bad. The methane leak is part of the Aliso Canyon natural gas facility, which was, you know, which was used to pump oil. Well, the petroleum geologist and the gas geologist decided that once an oil holding rock in the ground, you know, can now be something that you pump methane lighter than air gas into, mm-hmm. because what's the worst that can happen with a lighter than air gas being put into the ground in an earthquake zone?
God, man, classic. And again, our friends in Hollywood paying little or no attention. We see mainstream media stories on climate change, the long-term ramifications. What about the people who are getting sick right now?
Okay, so there's a leak. It's been going on since end of October or November. It's been going on for months. It's spewing it's spewing tons and tons and tons of methane, truly, literally tons of methane into the San Fernando Valley. San Fernando Valley is a couple million people. It's in this area called Porter Ranch, which is a wealthy community, an affluent community with million-dollar homes. This isn't supposed to happen this way. You know, sure, they want to frack in Inglewood, where all the poor people live, in L.A., where the brown-skinned people live, but we certainly weren't going to have this in Porter Ranch. They didn't expect this. But because rust never sleeps, this old wellhead that wasn't repaired, as is always the case with human ingenuity, you know, you miss one thing over time, and it degrades, and then you have another Gulf oil spill. Well, this is an on-land Gulf oil spill. Methane is lighter than, certainly it's lighter than the sandstone that it's been put into, so it's rising up and belching out. You can look at the infrared imagery of the stuff, but it seems to be not just rising, but flowing down the hill and settling in the community, which is exactly what's happening. Of the 30,000 people living in Porter Ranch, some 11,000 have already evacuated. That's a pretty good exodus. If this is expected to keep going on until sometime in February or March, it's difficult for them to fix this because they can't drill near it because any spark would ignite it.
They're saying that no one's allowed to use a cell phone in that community or something?
You're not allowed to be around the thing using a cell phone. You're not allowed to use lights, so you can't work at night. They can't work on it at night. They have to work at a distance from an angle. They tried to plug it 6 or 7 times so far. They put on some very heavy mud, like rock mud, and what happened, what they hoped would happen was that it would tamp down the hole and plug the hole, but the PSI, the pressure per square inch, pounds per square inch, was so high that it just threw the mud out up in the air and kept blowing. I mean, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds of pressure per square inch, maybe thousands, actually. I think it's a couple thousand pounds per square inch, but don't quote me on that number, but go look it up. But what happened was that by putting in that heavy mud, they actually tore up the ground, and now they have a bigger hole. Now they have a bigger caldera. Now they have a bigger methane leak. So it hasn't worked, and they're essentially, they've been commanded by the California people who think they're in charge to shut the whole thing down. Like there's a switch underground that
they can actually turn it off, which obviously, much like Fukushima, how's that working out for you?
There's no switch for natural phenomena. And when you put a lighter-than-air material into a sandstone, it's going to rise if the cap is disrupted, and that's exactly what's happened. The same way that fissioning material will not stop fissioning until it's done, which can be tens to hundreds of thousands of years.
Now, this is not you and me, Liam. You know, like, as we've been talking to all our friends and family and fans out in California, trying to get them out of there to safer places, that we're not making any of this stuff up. But how can I juxtapose this with the water issue? Have they solved their water crisis with all the snow? Are they claiming that that's a historical issue? It's not an issue anymore?
No. This drought is ongoing. The Central Valley is subsiding, which means sinking. And the food that has been coming out of California, which has gone up to premium prices, is going to rise again and then stop flowing, which means that food growing is going to have to be relocated to, imagine that, states where you live.
Yes, local.
Instead of California. Oh, my God, what do you mean?
There's major sticker shock, Liam, up in our friends in Canada. They've had the Canadian dollar has fallen to the U.S. dollar, even though we know that's all manipulated. But suddenly, you know, a head of cabbage goes up eightfold. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with now. In the midst of all of these crises, including these so-called natural/unnatural phenomena like this gas leak outside of L.A.
Well, let's talk about how they're dealing with the gas leak. So the L.A. Times and the New York Times, both, you know, major disinformation sources for just total quack, crank, fake medicine, fake science, you know, pro-war under the hand-wringing the fake hand-wringing of a Clinton family about war, very pro-war, all of that stuff. Their big concern, the New York Times, is a big pullout. The New York Times, which libeled me on their front Sunday edition for pointing out that you're not supposed to be murdering orphans in New York and AIDS clinical trials, that New York Times, sorry, I'm just restraining certain words right now because we're on the air, that New York Times decided to put out an article to tell people in New York the thing that they really should be concerned about. It's not that methane is pouring down the hill, as the climatologist, meteorologist Camille Sears said, that this stuff is running down the hill like water and settling with very little dilution right into the communities. That's causing metal to degrade. Imagine what's happening to human flesh and lungs. It's causing animals to die. Okay. No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that crazy Aaron Brockovich saying every person I've talked to, thousands of people are suffering rashes, dizziness, shakiness. What about nosebleeds, massive headaches, animals losing hair, animals vomiting, animals with diarrhea? Oh, no. Okay, no problem. So they're all the guinea pigs, as Aaron Brockovich points out. No, the New York Times doesn't worry. It's climate change, Robert.
Oh my
it's
God.
Climate change.
They're bringing out a worn-out old tire named Al Gore to kind of spin this again?
So the New York Times, James Yang for the New York Times, thank you for selling your soul, James, your parents are proud, has put together an article that says, check this out, this Orwellian speak. The issue can be overwhelming. The science is complicated.
Oh, man.
Predictions about the fate of the planet carry endless caveats and asterisks. Really? I thought it was straightforward. I thought the debate was over, as Al Gore said. We get it. So we've put together a list of quick answers to often asked questions about climate change. This should give you a running start on understanding the problem. In other words, here's your talk sheet for when you go on the internet and you say, wait a second, I thought we had bigger problems. I think we're running low on cheaply available oil. We're doing all this fracking, and now all the other countries that were running, that were pumping oil, are pumping at double speed to compete with the fracking. So we're draining our limited supply very quickly. How's that going to work out for us?
Sure. By the way, I have to say, Liam, for everybody listening, these stories that Liam's referencing are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We don't want you to go without doing your own homework on this. But what Liam was doing was quoting from the New York Times the article. Oh, it's complicated. Oh, wait a second. They sold us it was a straight story. Now it's complicated?
Oh, no. There were going to be several million climate refugees in 2005 or 6 if we didn't buy a Prius, because that's what Al Gore's movie told me. I watched that movie. I've watched it twice. I watched it, and it said that we're going to have giant everything is going to be bad and fast, and there are going to be climate refugees all over the planet if we don't buy a Prius, because that's what it said at the end of the movie, buy a Prius and write your congressman.
By the way, it didn't mention the war refugees for us to bombing brown people all over the world.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. And also, let's not stop using oil. Let's focus on coal. Let's maybe switch to nuclear, because that's safe. Also, if we could just, well, anyway, we'll figure it out. But drive your Prius. The heavy metals in those batteries that come from China only kill some people in China, not all the people in China. Okay, so how much trouble are we in, says the New York Times? For future generations, big trouble. Long term, if emissions continue to rise unchecked, the risks are profound. Scientists fear, climate effects are so severe that they might destabilize governments, produce waves of refugees, precipitate the sixth mass extinction of plants and animals in Earth's history, and melt the polar ice caps, causing the seas to rise. All of this could take hundreds or even thousands of years to play out.
So no concern for what's happening right now in Los Angeles Basin with the poisoning of methane gas and benzene and radon, much less Fukushima, that are happening right now.
Yeah, what about the fact that we are actually going to run out of the stuff to do massive climate damage? We're actually going to be running so low on the fossil fuels within the next 5 to 10 years due to this massive sort of bulimic use of oil that we're in right now, just to drive the market price down before the election. And the Saudis competing with our $90, $120 a barrel fracking oil, they say, we pull a barrel of oil out of our old legacy wells for $2, so screw you guys. Yeah. We can survive at $30. Saudi Arabia has already declared that the age of oil is more or less over. They're buying land in the America to grow food on, because they recognize that the future is food and not oil. And if the Saudis recognize that, why don't we recognize it? And why doesn't the New York Times stop worrying about climate change? Because there's nothing anybody can do about what industry does. There's nobody can do anything about it, because we all use electricity, and that's the thing they worry about is coal. And nobody's going to stop using it. And you can't switch to anything else. But what we could do is be honest about the fact that that the way that we store gas and oil in this country and the way that we use it is so untenable. And I don't have a joke for that, but it's so untenable that it makes Andy Dick's drug habit look like a health fad. Go ahead.
That's pretty good, actually. Pretty good. Well, Liam, as always, you know, the coverage that you've got on this issue and so many others, it's not new to us, maybe not new to some of our listeners, but still I wanted to bring it out, as you've done, in a very critical situation out of the L.A. Basin. And as they said, just because they've had a lot of rain this winter, that doesn't end the drought. And the fact that they've got methane rolling down the hills with whatever else is in it is something that the New York Times not even addressing with its leftist, liberal, loony concept of climate change, for which there's very little anthropomorphic control. So where do we go from here? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I don't know if we're going to put smiles on your faces. Certainly Aaron Brockovich as Julia Roberts or vice versa might, but we'll see where that goes. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com. If you haven't read it yet, you're late to the party, but still awesome official stories. And there may be a sequel. In fact,
there will be a sequel.
Yeah, there's a sequel being worked on. We'll get to that in a moment as well. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. LiamSheff.com is also a great website to keep up to date with. And tell your friends. 866-939-BELL if you ever want to leave a message, even when we're off the air.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Stephen Hewer for appearing with us in the first hour. Check all the things out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Wrapping it up with Liam Schaaf, Official Stories 2, the sequel. This is exciting to me because you are continuing the discussion of where you started in a broad academic sense, but maybe with a twist.
The twist is me. I'm the twist. The twist is that this version is much... Official Stories was everything that I was lied to about in school. And Official Stories 2 is everything, all the official stories that I was told before school, after school, through my life. So we go deeper. I'm going to reveal a lot. You're going to see the conversations with scientists. You're going to hear from the vaccine moms who I've known and spent time with. This, if Official Stories was trying to present you the historical underpinnings of the mistakes that we've made, I'll be doing some of that too. But a lot of Official Stories, too, is going to be where I was, who I was talking to, in-story, backstory. You're going to get inside of Health Freedom Expos. You're going to hear how things really work. Robert, you're in the book. You're peppered throughout the book.
I cannot be in that book.
You start the book because the book starts with Helen and my loss of my long-term partner, and you insisting that you were a friend, a good friend. You insisted that I come out to Los Angeles and not just lay there on the floor sort of wishing myself dead, which is what I was doing. And then Fukushima happened. And so the book starts with that point in my life, and you're going to meet all kinds of people in it. Yes, I will question things that make some people in the audience uncomfortable, but that's what I do.
Yes,
people
haven't figured that part of Liam Schaaf out. That's what he does. He questions things that make people uncomfortable. And half the people love you, and half the people don't. And then the next chapter, it reverses.
The next chapter, it reverses.
It's amazing. How does that work that way?
Yeah, well, because I just don't hold to any particular group's religion, whether it's the religion of vaccination or the religion of a particular way of looking at the spirituality. I always say, well, how did that happen? What's the history behind it? what are human beings that we cling to these stories. So I'm going to talk about vaccines from the point of view of moms who've witnessed it. I'm going to talk more about the modern struggle versus the historical struggle that I talked about in official stories, with DDT causing polio, with arsenic and lead causing early polio. I'm going to be talking about what's happening now a little bit. But I'm really going to be talking about the moms that I've known, the moms and dads, the what they call the autism moms, and what this struggle looks like from this insight. But I'm going to go back to this AIDS story and just talk about the people that I met along the way. I had conversations with celebrities in the gay community. I had conversations with all kinds of people. I watched all kinds of things happen that I've really never told, because I just, I was just trying to, just the facts, ma'am. I was just trying to give you the data so you could make up your mind. But now I think that it's time to hear some of the stories. I'm going to go back in history. I'm going to talk about our relationship structure. I'm going to talk about why we've allowed the government to tell us exactly how we're supposed to form our tribal networks. It's going to be an interesting book.
Well, like I said, those who are intellectually engaged and can handle learning, your books are, incredible in that way. And, of course, you tend to have some funniness, too, which makes it all go down a little easier.
There'll be a lot of funny. And now, cue Don, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth. There is an element of that in what I do.
Yeah.
So bring some ouchie ointment, bring some arnica, because there will be some ouchies.
Yeah, you will get bruised somewhere in there. I think that's just the nature of what you're writing about and reading and researching about. Also, again, the message, if there's a takeaway message, doesn't change. And we talk about it every time you're on. Grow food. Get local. Minimize the things that you rely upon in terms of the expenses associated with a different world, a world that doesn't have cheap or free energy without alien intervention.
Absolutely. We're not. That's going to come up. Fukushima. The book ends with Fukushima. And, there's a lot of stuff in the book that people won't understand, that won't predict. Like there's an exploration of how we turn our crazy science experiments into the gods we worship today. The Iron Man, Batman complex, where we just make the military industrial complex and genetic engineering into some sort of superhero. And then we normalize it to ourselves. There's a discussion of that, too. It's going to be an interesting ranging book about the way we think about the world. Myth versus reality.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, if you're in L.A., get out.
Get out.
Get out. Come see us. We've got upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll talk more about them tomorrow. Liam Sheff, my friend, thank you for being with me and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, and that includes the power to grow food with each and every one of you.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.